This Tuesday of April 30th, 2024. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Fee. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines, Donald Trump has been held in contempt of court and fined $9,000 for repeatedly violating a gag order that barred him from making public statements about witnesses, jurors, and some others connected to his New York hush money case. The judge warned that Trump could be jailed. Prosecutors had alleged 10 violations, but New York Judge Juan M. Mershon found that there were 9. Still, the decision Tuesday is a rebuke for the Republican former president who had insisted he was exercising his free speech rights. The ruling came at the start of the second week of testimony in the historic case. He just, whether you like him or not, you have to admit, he just can't shut up. He can't. And he's going to be fined much more. I think we can all put money on that. Standoffs between pro-Palestinian protesters and U.S. college administrators appear to be coming to a head. Columbia University in New York limited campus access after protesters took over a building early Tuesday. Police at Yale University in Connecticut moved to clear an encampment. Police cleared a camp at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and detained about 30 people. Police at the University of Connecticut made arrest after protesters refused to remove tents. Demonstrators are sparring over the Israel-Hamas war and its mounting death toll. Ceasefire negotiations appear to be gaining steam, but it isn't clear that might inspire protesters to ease their efforts. Well, police in North Carolina say a shootout that killed 4 law enforcement officers and wounded 4 others began as officers approached a home to serve a warrant for a felon wanted for possessing a firearm. Charlotte Mecklenburg, police chief Johnny Jennings, says some of the officers who rushed to the Charlotte neighborhood Monday to rescue the first wave of downed officers were wounded as a second shooter began firing on them after they killed the wanted man. Armored vehicles smashed into the home, tearing down doors and shattering windows after police negotiated with others inside. 2 females came out and were taken to a police station to be interviewed. Police also say a high-powered rifle was seized from the home. A 14-year-old boy has been killed and 4 others have been injured by a man wielding a sword who attacked members of the public and police officers in a northeast London suburb. Police said that 36-year-old man was arrested at the scene on suspicion of murder. Chief Superintendent Stuart Bell said the violence wasn't being treated as terror-related or a targeted attack. 2 police officers were hospitalized for stab wounds. 2 other people were also injured. The Metropolitan Police say they were called early Tuesday to reports of a vehicle being driven into a house and people being stabbed close to the subway station. And, here's a story. The FBI says scammers stole more than $3.4 billion from older Americans last year. An FBI report released Tuesday shows a rise in losses through increasingly sophisticated tactics to trick the vulnerable into giving up their life savings. Investigators are warning of a rise in brazen schemes to drain bank accounts involving sending couriers in person to collect cash or gold from victims. The FBI says investigators are seeing organized transnational criminal enterprises targeting older Americans through a variety of schemes, like romance scams and investment fraud. Authorities say earlier this month, an 81-year-old Ohio man fatally shot an Uber driver he thought was trying to rob him after receiving scam phone calls. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-773 7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
All right, now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny, cloudy skies. We tried. It's cloudy. 50 degrees, though, so the temperature is rising. We have an east wind of 9 miles an hour. That does create a wind chill, a few degrees cooler at 46. Barometric pressure at 29.78 inches. Again, we have 50 degrees and cloudy skies with a wind chill of 46 right now in downtown Crookston. The forecast for this afternoon, showers likely mainly after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 57, east winds of 5 to 10. Chance of precipitation at 60%. New precip amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. Then tonight, showers mainly before 4 a.m. Low around 40, east winds around 10 miles an hour becoming west-northwesterly after midnight, a chance of precipitation at 90%. New precipitation amounts between a half and a three-quarters of an inch possible. So we're looking at possibly having another inch of rain here in Crookston and the listening area this afternoon and evening. We'll take a full look at the weather. That'll be coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at the state news, the Hennepin County Attorney's Office is adding four new prosecutors to the case of a Minnesota state trooper accused of gunning down a motorist last summer in Minneapolis. Officials mentioned yesterday that the team from the law firm of Steptoe LLP will assist the prosecution against Trooper Ryan Lundgren. He is charged with shooting and killing Ricky Cobb II. County Attorney Mary Moriarty will retain authority over the case, but the lead prosecutor, Joshua Larson, is stepping down. The new legal team will appear in court May 15th to review scheduling following by a hearing on June 10th to continue arguments over probable cause. State health officials are hosting a public hearing tonight on the Manoman Health Center's transition from a critical access hospital to a rural emergency hospital. CEO Dale Kruger says the main difference is that they will no longer accept hospital inpatients. The move will force residents in that part of Minnesota to travel to places like Bemidji or Fargo for inpatient care. Minnesotans looking to grow or process hemp in 2024 must apply for a license by today with the State Department of Agriculture. The deadline was extended last year but will not be in this season. Officials say the first-time applicants and authorized representatives must also pass a criminal background check before the license issuance. The state expects fewer applicants this year because many growers are waiting for adult-use cannabis licenses. A Moorhead Freeze employee was recently let go because a customer gave her a $100 tip. Seth and Lisa Swenson say a customer put a $100 bill in the tip jar while their daughter, Emily, worked. Emily told the customer she couldn't accept the such a big bill, but the woman drove off. Lorraine Moore, owner of Moorhead Freeze, says it's her policy that accepting bills over $20 is a violation as some customers are elderly and could be dealing with dementia. Moore says she warned Emily, adding, no one in their right frame of mind tips $100 as a place where every menu item is under $12. The Swensons say their daughter is ready to move on and wishes the best for her friends at Moorhead Freeze. Yeah, I'd say probably leaving that business would be a good idea. Minnesota Timberwolves coaches, coach Chris Finch will reportedly undergo knee surgery tomorrow. Finch suffered a tear in his right patellar tendon in a collision with guard Mike Conley late in the fourth quarter of Sunday's playoff win in Phoenix. The Wolves open the Western Conference semifinals Saturday night against the Denver Nuggets. And Finch, his leg will have to be immobilized in a brace. No word yet from the Timberwolves on whether Finch will be on the sidelines for Game 1. But again, the Timberwolves, they get ready to take on the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference semifinals. The Denver, they're the number 2 seed. The Timberwolves, the 3 seed, should be a dandy of a much better than the Suns as far as competitive nature goes, but should be a great series coming up, and we'll have that right here on KROX on Saturday. That's about it on the state news. Well, there's one more item on the state news headlines. Freshman state senator Rob Kupek from Moorhead. Yeah, used to be the weatherman as well. He says if he were in the position of fellow Democrat Nicole Mitchell, charged with felony burglary, he would probably resign. Kupek says he understands it's the last 3 weeks of the legislative session, but Mitchell should have discussions with leaders and constituents in her district because he says evidence does not play well for her. If Mitchell did step down, control of the Minnesota Senate would be tied at 33 apiece, and Republicans would be able to block the agenda of Governor Walz and his fellow Democrats. A special election would be necessary to fill Mitchell's seat. That's a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up right after this.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at the sports scene from yesterday, as you heard right here on KROX, the Twins score a run in the top of the ninth inning to beat the White Sox 3-2. The Twins have now won 8 games in a row, and they'll take on the White Sox again this evening. And junior high baseball, Crookston was supposed to host Warroad yesterday. That has been postponed to next month, we could say, but I think May 10th. Boys golf, or boys and girls track, they were supposed to be at the Warren meet. That was canceled due to the weather conditions. As we take a look at the schedule for today, again, all of this is weather permitting right now, looking good. But boys tennis, Crookston, they were supposed to host Moorhead at 4:30. That has been moved to a 1:30 start now, to try to beat the rain that's expected this afternoon. And softball, Crookston, they're at Red Lake Falls, taking on the number 2 ranked team in the state, the Eagles. And that'll get underway at 4:30. We'll have the Riverview Health pregame show at 4 o'clock, so be listening for that. Then after that game, we'll join up with the Twins at the White Sox at 6:40. Pirate Boys and Girls Track, they are hosting the KROX Radio Invitational at East Grand Forks at 3:30 this afternoon. And in college baseball, UMC, their last two games of the at home this season, they were scheduled to host the University of Mary. That has been postponed to tomorrow. The Crookston High School held its 16th annual AAA Senior Recognition Night on Monday to honor its senior student athletes in academics, arts, and athletics. The banquet was sponsored by the Crookston Pirate Fine Arts Boosters, Crookston Kiwanis, Crookston New Day Lions, and the Crookston Rotary Clubs. The athletics award winners are as follows: the Carla Johnson Female Athlete of the Year Award, Hallie Winjum; Willis Idy Male Athlete of the Year Award, Isaac Tomford. The senior awards, the award for being a part of a team in each of the sports seasons from 9th through 12th grade: Caden Boyk, Lucas Miller, Jackson Reese, Ashton Shockman, Brandon Tanquist, Isaac Tomford, Coral Brecken, Emma Gunderson, Morgan Nelson, Isabel Smith, Reese Swanson, and Hallie Winjum. Lions Award for the Athletic Booster of the Year goes to Lucas Biermeyer. Lions fan of the year, Laisha Hansen, and Lions coach of the year, Emily Meyer. Team Academic Awards, girls tennis had a team GPA of 3.98, girls track a GPA of 3.86, girls basketball 3.77, volleyball 3.68, girls soccer 3.62, boys hockey 3.59, softball 3.59 as well. For a list of all the athletic award winners and pictures, go to KROXAM.com and click on sports. Well, the quick look, the NBA first-round series continued as the Denver Nuggets, they advance, as did Oklahoma City, as the Nuggets beat the Lakers 108-106 to beat the Lakers 4-1. The Timberwolves will now take on the Nuggets, and that will start on Saturday in the Western Conference semifinals. Also, Timberwolves star forward Karl-Anthony Towns, the Big Cat, he's being recognized for his work off the court. He was named a finalist for the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Champion Award yesterday. The award is given to an NBA player that works extensively at pursuing social justice and is a good representative of equality, respect, and inclusion. Towns helped Minnesota pass a bill that allows former convicts to vote in elections. The winner of the award will be announced next month. And Karl-Anthony Towns, you don't hear a lot of what he does. Well, you don't hear a lot of what professional athletes do. There's a lot of good ones, and we have a lot of them here in Minnesota. But Karl-Anthony Towns, he does a lot for charity. He even bought a person who had their car stolen twice. Can't make it up. Had their car stolen twice and wasn't able, you know, had to walk to work or take public transit. So he went out and bought this gentleman a car after hearing the story. And obviously not a Porsche or anything like that, and why would you? But he bought him a car so he could get back and forth from work. And it's just things like that that don't get reported in the media that you hear of when talking to people that are in the Timberwolves organization, just saying he doesn't want to get it out. Otherwise, they would. But he says he doesn't do it for publicity. So he's still a kid, a good kid, and the Timberwolves lucky to have him. We will take a break. We will be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Riverview Health and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
Buy your grilling meats at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Family packs of Golden Plump boneless chicken breasts, $2.99 a pound. Hugo's Reserve USDA Choice Bone-In New York Strip Steaks, $9.99 a pound. And great on the grill, sweet corn, and it's on sale 10 years for $6. Find all this week's savings and shop online for your groceries at shopgohugos.com for convenient delivery or curbside pickup at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Well, taking a look at the local news, the city of Crookston is moving forward with updating its campsite at the Crookston Central Park Campgrounds. The city of Crookston and city council members have formulated a redevelopment plan of the park, which includes four additional campsites and a bathhouse. Construction is now underway, and City Administrator Corky Reynolds tells us more.
What we got here is a redesign of the Central Park Campground. We have 17 designated sites, but potentially, if we split some of the larger ones, we could get up to 21.
And the excavating work has begun at the campsite, and which four additional campsites will be constructed. According to city officials, the old campground was less developed and less conducive for larger units. The new reconstructed campground will have those sites that can take larger units, self-contained units, and more of them. Along with the campground reconstruction, a new bathhouse will be placed on the northeast side of the campground. Reynolds talks about the bathhouse construction.
We have a bathhouse which is being constructed in Wisconsin. It will be moved here over land, and it will be set by a crane on the concrete footings, which have been poured here now, and they're ready for the Huff Cut 4-unit bath house to be set down on the poured concrete foundation.
The estimated completion for the bathhouse will be June 3rd. Once the crane leaves the construction zone, the city will then pour roadways within the campground. Reynolds explains that having bathhouses in campground facilities gives all essential services to campers.
Well, a bathhouse is essential for a campground to be fully equipped. I mean, campers come in. Certainly those in tents and those in self-contained units may want a shower. They are going to use the bathhouse for all the bathhouse toileting facilities, showers, that type of thing. Thought process there was it's elevated, so if we do have water, high water events, it'll be out of that. It's new, it's reconfigured, better constructed for the enjoyment of our camp.
Well, the previous bathhouse was, it was time. Let's just put it that way. Well, be nice. It was well past its, it didn't serve, nobody wanted to use it, and we could go on and on. But time for an upgrade, there's no doubt about that. The new addition will provide up-to-date services for incoming campers. And the hope with the new reconstructed campground is that more people will use our campground, maybe instead of others around the area, and bringing more people to town. The Crookston High School, as we told you during the sports, they held their 16th annual AAA Senior Recognition Night. The arts and music, some of the big award winners, music senior plaques are Caden Boyk, Emily Boucher, Isabel Smith, Emily Oberon, Brandon Tanquist, Nashley Tellez, David Threet, and Hallie Wingem. The T.W. Thorson Memorial Award went to Brandon Tanquist and Hallie Wingem. Music Above and Beyond Awards went to Hope Alexander, Caden Boyk, Amelia Cordova, Jaden Newquist, Isabel Smith, Brandon Tanquist, Isaac Tomford, David Threet, Frankie Torvenen, Brandon Wandry, and Hallie Wingem. Academic Awards, the Riverview Health Orthopedic Clinic Scholarship went to Isabel Smith and Isaac Tomford. Academic Achievement, summa cum laude. That's 3.7 to 3.79 GPA to Coral Brecken, Caitlin Christensen, Amelia Cordova, and Gia Gaber. The magna cum laude, 3.8 to 3.89 GPA, went to David Threet, and summa cum laude. These are all students with 3.9 to 4.0 GPA. Caden Boyk, Emily Boucher, Emma Gunderson, Nathan Jahanek, Morgan Nelson, Nye Nguyen, Isaac Ramirez, Isabel Smith, Brandon Tanquist, Nashley Tellez, Isaac Tomford, Brecken Tall, and Hallie Wingem. Notice a reoccurring threat with all those? They're student-athletes as well. Again, student-athletes are usually the top students academically as well. Honors and awards. Senior award honor awards go to Brandon Tanquist and Hallie Wingem. American Legion Citizenship Award went to Isabel Smith and Brandon Tanquist. The Walt Keller Memorial Scholarship to Clay Hansen and Jackson Reese. CHS Citizenship Award went to Isaac Tomford and Hallie Wingem. The June Shaver Healthcare Scholarship, Emily Boucher, and Brecken Tall. For all the award winners and pictures of all the award winners, go to KROXAM.com and click on News. Kara Hendrickson, Executive Assistant at Administration at Riverview Health, has some celebrating to do. She was just named the Employee of the Month at Riverview, and soon she'll hit her 10-year milestone anniversary at Riverview. A South Dakota native, Kara moved to Argyle in 1978, moved to Wisconsin for a few years, then moved back to Minnesota to be near family after her children were born. She and her husband, Mark, will celebrate 35 years of marriage in August. They live in Argyle with their dog, Shale. The couple has two children, son Dalton and a daughter, Taylor, who reside in Minneapolis. In her free time, Kara loves cooking, baking, reading, and spending time outside, enjoying God's gifts. Camping and hiking are activities the entire Hendrickson family enjoys, as well as listening to and or watching the Minnesota Twins. Besides attending many games, the Hendricksons also experienced spring training in 2023. Congratulations to Kara on being named the Riverview Employee of the Month. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of Deborah K. Haig, 62, of Crookston, for making false emergency calls to the telecommunication center. On the obituary desk today, Richard A. Nelson, 91, of Fertile, passed away early Thursday, April 25th, at Ultra Hospital in Grand Forks. And Richard Allen Nelson was born in December of 1932 to Eric and Helen Nelson of Little Falls. He was called into service for the country, serving in the United States Army in various locations, including Japan. Upon discharge, he came back to Fertile. On September 4, 1959, he and Rachel Moulton joined in matrimony, embarking on a remarkable journey that spanned 65 years. Richard is survived by his wife, Rachel, sons Jim, Greg, David, and Paul Nelson, daughters Janice Benoy, Sandy Bowney, and Sarah Hollerman, and a brother, Louis Nelson. He was preceded in death by parents Eric and Helen and son Wayne Nelson. Funeral service will be at 11 a.m. Wednesday, May 1st, at Erickson Vic Ganji Funeral Home of Fertile. Visitation will be 1 hour before the service at the funeral home. Interment with full military rites will be at the City of Fertile Cemetery. And there will be a reception. You're invited to join Richard's family after burial at Richard and Rachel's home of 60-plus years by the fairgrounds in Fertile for delicious food, drinks, and reminiscing cherished memories together. And Keith Ardell Fontaine, 88, of Mentor, passed away peacefully at home on April 28th. Keith was born in rural Whitman, North Dakota, on April 5th to Isidore J. and Frida Fontaine. Keith was married to Sandra Maurice Oland in January of 1959. They had just celebrated 65 years of marriage. Keith and Sandy leave behind a wonderful legacy of family. Surviving Keith are his children, Kip and Sheila Fontaine of Mentor, Kelly and Brian Wavra of Grand Forks, Carl and Lori Fontaine of Arizona, Craig and Amy Fontaine of Bagley, Kirk Fontaine of Red Lake Falls. His grandchildren are Carly and Bryce Wilson, Keaton and Kaylin Fontaine, Christian Fontaine, Kale and Amanda Fontaine, Chloe Wavra, Cassandra Fontaine, and Camden Fontaine. Services will be held on Saturday, May 4th at 11 a.m. at Bethany Lutheran Church in Red Lake Falls, with visitation 1 hour before the services. A visitation will also be held on Friday, May 3rd from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at Bethany, with a prayer service at 6:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be sent to the Red Lake Falls Blue Line Club Attention Legacy Fund, Post Office Box 312, Red Lake Falls, 56750. Yvonne Stella Johnson, 88, of Alexandria, formerly of Halstead, passed away on Thursday, April 25th at Knute Nelson in Alexandria. She was born in 1935 and was united in marriage on September 1st, 1956 to Roland Johnson. Yvonne is survived by six children, Terry Lee, Patty Warnicky, Jeff Johnson, Steve Johnson, Carrie Johnson, and Doug Johnson, 17 grandchildren, and also 20 great-grandchildren. She was preceded in death by her mother, grandmother, husband, and two brothers, Wallace and Arian. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to Halstead Lutheran Church in Yvonne's name. Funeral service will be at 2 p.m. This was today, Tuesday, April 30th, at Halstead Lutheran Church. Visitation will be 1 hour before the service at the church. Interment will be at Halstead North Cemetery in rural Halstead. Alan S. Thronson, 97, of Ada, passed away peacefully on Monday, April 22nd, at the Benedictine Care Community in Ada. He was born May 24, 1926, in Strand Township near Gary. Graduated with the class of 1944. Alan met Shirley, the love of his life, while working on her family's farm. They married December 21, 1952, and raised five children in Ada. Alan is reunited in heaven with Shirley, their son Kelly, his parents, siblings, Ordal, Eunice, and Marilyn, grandparents, and several aunts and uncles. Alan is survived by his children, Bruce Thronson of Florida, Brian Thronson of Ada, Lori Tubey of Thief River Falls, and Don Moore of Detroit Lakes. Grandchildren and eight great-grandchildren as well. Memorials are preferred to the Hospice of the Red River Valley, Grace Lutheran Church of Ada, Benedictine Care Community of Ada, and St. Jude Hospital. The funeral service will be at 11 a.m. Friday, May 3rd at Grace Lutheran Church in Ada. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, May 2nd at Frederickson Ganji Funeral Home in Ada. Interment will be at the Ada Municipal Cemetery. The flag flying over the Crookston Armory today is in honor of Charles Dillable and Andrew Karaswich. Charles Dillable was born in 1915 in Crookston. He enlisted in the U.S. Navy in 1944, was discharged in 1945. Charles Dillable died in the state in 1994 in Crookston. Andrew Karaswich was born in 1895 in Duluth. He enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1918, was discharged in 1919. He died in the state in 1976 in Thief River Falls. That is a look at our local news as we now take a look at the weather right now in downtown Crookston. We're going to call it partly cloudy skies. The sun trying to peek through. We have the clouds breaking up a little bit here, so there's some good news. We have cloudy skies, 50 degrees, a southeast wind of 8 miles an hour. That creates a wind chill of 47, barometric pressure at 29.77 inches, and the humidity is at 70%. As we take a look at the almanac for yesterday, we had a high of 46 with a low of 36. Yesterday's precip was 0.4 of an inch of rain. The average high, 61. The average low, 37. The year-ago high, 57. Year-ago low, 34. The record high, 87, set in 1992. The record low, 19, set in 1903. The sun rose at 6:10. The sun will set at 8:37 for 14 hours and 27 minutes of daylight. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon, showers likely mainly after 4 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy, a high near 57, east winds of 5 to 10, and a 60% chance of precipitation with up to a quarter of an inch possible this afternoon. Then tonight, showers mainly before 4 a.m., low around 40, 100% chance of precipitation, east winds around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. New precipitation amounts could be between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. Now Wednesday, cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, a high near 63, wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night, a 20% chance of showers after 1 a.m., increasing clouds, a low around 45. Thursday, showers likely mainly after 1 p.m., a 60% chance of showers, with maybe up to a quarter of an inch of rain possible. On Thursday night, showers likely mainly before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 42, wind gusts up to 25, and a 60% chance of precipitation. Friday, a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a high near 55, wind gusts up to 25. Saturday, a 40% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m., partly sunny, a high near 55, and then Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 67, southwest winds of 10, gusting up to 20. That is a look at the noontime news on KROX. It was brought to you today by our friends from Hugo's, Riverview Health, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, and Grand Cities Monument. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.